Today's daf is Wochendaf Nun Zayin, and we will begin at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. So the Mishnah, HaBechor, VeHaMeiser, VeHaPesach. So we're moving along in Perek Yizeh Mekoinon, discussing different karbonos, VeHilchoy Seir. So it says the Mishnah, HaBechor, Meiser, Behema, and the Korban Pesach, Kachum Kalim. Shchitasan Bechor, Makim Bazar. Like all Kachum Kalim, their Shchita doesn't have to be Betzafin, rather it could be anywhere in the Azara. V'domon Ta'un Matono Achas. But in contrast to a Korban Chatas that requires four Matonis, and in contrast to an Oila, a Shlomim, and an Osham that are Shtayin Shehin Arba, the Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach Zrika is Matonis. You have to make sure that that one matana is on a part of the mizbeach that has a yesod underneath it. Shina bachilason. Although we lump the bechor, meiser, and pesach together, it's only with regards to the dinei zrika that they are similar. But in terms of the dinei achila, shina, they're different. How so? HaBechor nechal l'koyanim. A Bechor could only be eaten by koyanim. VaHaMaisa l'chol adam. Whereas Maisa v'hem could be eaten by anybody. Additionally, the nechalim b'chol o'ir, they can be eaten anywhere in the city. B'chol meichal, in any way, not only roasted. L'shnei yomim v'layla echad. HaPesach, what about the Korban Pesach? It too has its own Shulchan Aruch in terms of how it's eaten. Einay nechal ela b'layla. It could only be eaten at night, which is a chiddush, because ordinarily kachim have to be brought during the day. All karbanos had to be brought during the day, and certainly that day you were allowed to eat the carbon. The question is, what about the night after, and what about the following day? But in terms of the day that the carbon was brought, there's no such thing that you can't eat from a carbon on the day that you brought it, with the exception of the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was brought during the day, Erev Pesach, and it was eaten only at night, the night of Pesach. Ve'ini nechal ela ad chatzois. Additionally, can only be eaten until chatzois of the night of Pesach. Ve'ini nechal ela lebenuyav. You had a RSVP in order to be able to eat from a Korban Pesach. And finally, it's not eaten in any way, bechol meichel, but rather ve'enei nechol elitzli. Zok the Gemara, man tano, who's the tano of our Mishnah, that says that the hilchos zrika of a bechor and the hilchos zrika of a Pesach are the same. The Mishnah said, ha-bechor v'ha-meiser v'ha-pesach domon ton matona achas. The only difference between them is with regards to the laws of achila. But as it relates to the zrika, they're all together. Who's the tana of the Mishnah? So Rav Chisda said, it's Rabbi Yosi Aglida. Tanya went to the Brisa. Rabbi Yosi Aglida yoymer, chelboi loy nemar ela chelbo, domoi loy nemar ela domom. When the Torah talks about the bechor, so the Torah uses a lashon rabim. Now, Pashat, the reason the Torah uses a lashon rabim discussing the bechor is because there's different types of behemoths for which you need to give that firstborn over to the Kayan. The Pasuk says, Bechar Shar, or Bechar Kesef, or Bechar Eis. So it's regarding the Shar, the Kesef, and the Eis, those animals that the Torah now talks B'lashon Rabbim. Domom, Tizrei, Kalam, Izbeach, Chelbom, Takter, Bisaram. But Rabbi Yosi Aglili darshan differently. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said that Domom, Chelbom is coming not to describe the Lashon Rabbim, the Shor, the Kesef, and the Eis. But rather, it's referring to another type of carbon that's not mentioned in that pasuk. Limeid al Bechor u'Meiser u'Pesach. It's coming to be Marba, Meiser, and Pesach, where the Torah, amazingly, does not specifically mention its Din Zrika. Torah doesn't say anywhere that there's a Din Zrika with Meiser Behemoth. Torah doesn't say anywhere there's a Din Zrika by a carbon Pesach. Says Rabbi Yosi Aglili, how do you know Zrika by Meiser Behemoth? How do you know Zrika by a carbon Pesach? It's learned out from the Lashon Rabbim that the Torah used when it discussed the Bechor. It's from there that we learn Shetuna Matan Damin Ve'emurim Legabim Mizbech. But what's the point? If Meiser and Pesach are learned out from Bechor, so it makes sense that the laws of Zrika of Meiser and Pesach should mirror the laws of Zrika of Bechor. So our Mishnah that says HaBechor VaMeiser VaPesach have the same laws of Zrika, it's only Shina BaAchilasan. It's the Hilchas Achila where they go in separate directions. But as far as the Zrika, they're the same. Rav Chisda said, this is going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who said that Hilchas Zrika, and Haktara for that matter, but Hilchas Zrika of Meiser, Hilchas Zrika of Pesach, I learned out from Bechor. If I learned out from Bechor, then it makes sense. It should have the same halacha. Keneged HaYisoid. The Mishnah said that Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach only require one matana, but you have to make sure that that one matana is Keneged HaYisoid. Menolan, how do you know that? Amrabi Eliezer, Asya Zrika, Zrika Miyayda. We learn it from Oila. Va'ula Gufa Menolan, how do you know that the carbon Oila it's Stein Shein Arba had to be connected to Yisoid. Gemara says the Chassid El Yisoid Mizbach Ha'Oyla Limed Al Oylas Choyva Shetuni Yisoid. It's learned out from Yisoid Mizbach Ha'Oyla. Now this Gemara is really a reference to Daf Nun Alf, the Gemara we saw in the beginning of the week, where the Gemara said it says three times Mizbach Ha'Oyla regarding Shvicha Shirayim, and the third one the Gemara had a havamina is maybe coming to teach me a halacha not regarding the mizbeach oila, but rather a halacha regarding the carbon oila, and that is the carbon oila also needs yisoid. That tchilas oila needs yisoid. But if you remember, the Gemara rejected it. The Gemara rejected it based on a kalvachomer, two kalvachomers. Rabbi Shmuel had his nusach in the kalvachomer. Rabbi Kiva had his nusach in the kalvachomer. What's the machloikis? The Gemara suggested maybe the machloikis is shirayim ma'akvi, shirayim loy ma'akvi. Rav Papa said it's discussing mitzui chatas ha'if, and it's only over there that there's machloikis whether shirayim ma'akvi, but otherwise, everybody holds Shirayim Loi Makvi. But the point is, the Gemara rejected it. It was a Havamina in a Braisa. So Rashi asks the Kasha, and Rashi bavarins that really, if you remember Daf Nun Aleph, if you know that the Gemara came out, that the Makar, that Tchilas Oilas Tuni Yisoid is not learnt out from this Pasuk. This Pasuk is coming to teach me something else. It's learnt out from Kal V'Chomer. But regardless, the Halacha is that Oila requires Yisoid, and we learn from Oila that Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach also require Yisoid. Great, the Gemara, Ima Lahalan, Shtei Matonah, Shein Arba, Afkan, Shtei Matonah, Shein Arba. If we're going to learn from Oila, let's learn from Oila that Loch of Shtein, Shein Arba as well. Why is it that Oila, Shtein, Shein Arba, but Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach is only once? Rikot, Rabbaya, I'll tell you why. Because how do you know Shtein, Shein Arba by a carbon Oila? Because the Torah says, Saviv. So I'll ask you a kasha, why did the Torah say Saviv by a carbon Oila to teach me Shtein, Shein Arba? Saviv by Chatos. It says it already by Chatos. So why not learn oila from chatos? You know what you have? Have a shnei ksuvim abonk echad. The chol shnei ksuvim abonk echad emelam. So essentially, you have a din saviv by the chatos, and it says saviv by the carbon oil as well. Once the Torah says saviv twice, he can't learn anymore from either one of them because shnei ksuvim abonk echad emelam. But the Gemara says, "Honey, chalamandam emelam. Elamandam emelam. Ayikolam emelam." So anytime the Gemara mentions shnei ksuvim abonk echad emelam, you can bet that the next line is going to be this. "Honey, chal," right? Because it's a shaila in the Gemara. The Gemara always does this. So that's all good if you hold shnei ksuvim. But there's a mandama that holds shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad melamden. So according to that mandama, there's nothing wrong with learning from Oila. That Oila, just like it has Yisoid, and we're learning the din Yisoid for Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach, say that just like Oila has a din of Shtayin, Shein, Arba, so too Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach, Shtayin, Shein, Arba. But the Gemara says, Havi Oshem, Shloisha, by Oshem, it also says Saviv. So now you already have Shloisha ksuvim abon ke'echad, Shloisha vadi emelam. The Torah says Saviv by the Chatas, by the Oila, and the Oshem. So three times the Torah mentions this idea that it has to be Matan Dalid is a halacha of Saviv, Shloisha ksuvim abon ke'echad. Everybody agrees in Malamd, and thus you can't learn Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach that they're going to have a halacha of Shtein, Shein, Arba. So even though you learn Tchilas Yisoid, but you do not learn the halacha of Saviv. HaBechor Nechal L'Koyhanam. So the halacha is that a Bechor is Nechal L'Koyhanam. Tana Rabbat, Nai L'Bechor Shenechal L'Shnei Yom, V'lai L'Echad. How do you know that a Bechor is treated like Kachem Kalim, and it can be eaten for 2 days and a night? I mean, on the one hand, you see, it's only Nechal Kayhanim. From the fact that it's only Nechal Kayhanim, it suggests that it's like Kachi Kadashim. Kachi Kadashim was only eaten for a day and a night. Stating that, the Bechor's halacha is that it was eaten for 2 days and a night. Says the Braisa, how do you know that? Shenemar, it's learned out from a pasuk. It says, Upsorim Yielucha, regarding the Bechor, Kechaze Atnufa Ukesheka Yamin. It should be treated like the Chela Kamuram of the carbon Shlomen. It should be treated like the Shlomen. Kechaze Atnufa Ukesheka Yamin is a reference to the part of the carbon Shlomen that was given to the Kayan. And that's what the Torah is saying. That give the Bechor to the Kayan, just like you give the Chaze Atnufa and the Sheikh Hayomet of the carbon shlomim to the Koyin. But the bottom line is, he kishe yakos of the chazak v'sheish al-chumim. We're makish the bechor to the chazak shuk of the shlomim. Not shlomim nechal nishnei yomim v'lai lechad. So we say, just like the shlomim is eaten for 2 days and a night, because it's kachem kalim, af bechor nechal nishnei yomim v'lai lechad. So how do you know that bechor was eaten for 2 days and a night? It's learned out from a pasuk. It's a hekish. It says, upsorim yeloch kechazay atnufa ukeshoy kayomim. We're makish the bechor to the chazay atnufa and the shay kayomim of the carbon shlomim. Says the Gemara, that although this is a very straightforward Braisa, but there's hashtag rest of the story to this Braisa. This Shaila, how do you know that a Bechor is eaten for 2 days and a night, was posed to the rabbis, the Chachamim, who was sitting in the Kerem in Yavna. So we know that after the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the Sanhedrin had been in exile, and at that time it was stationed in Yavne. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai famously told the Kesar of Roimi in the story of Kamsa bar Kamsa, when he was asked for three wishes, Tein li Yavne v'chachamel. Yavne was where the Chachamim were living, so that's where the Chachamim were. So the Torah is going to give us a little glimpse, the Gemara will, some insight, a scene in Karen B'Yavah. So the Shaila was brought in front of the Chachamim. B'chor l'kamanech. Then Rav Tarfon. So Rav Tarfon was there. He gets up and he says, L'shnei yomim v'layla ech. Hoyishon talmud echad. Shabolim beis ha-medrash l'fnei Chachamim chila. There was a young bacher who had come. This was his first day in beis medrash. For Rabbi Yose Aglili Shemai. And his name was none other than Rabbi Yose Aglili. Amal Yose. He says, respectfully, to Rav Tarfon, Rebbe, b'nayim l'cha. How do you know that a bachar is nechel l'shnei yomim v'layla ech? Amal Yose. He told the B'ni. I'll explain it to you. Very simple. It's Kachem Kalim. And just like Shlomo, which is Kachem Kalim, is eaten for 2 days and a night, a Bechar, which is Kachem Kalim, is also going to be eaten for 2 days and a night. Amaloi. So Rabbi Yosi actually told Rabbi Tarfon, Rebbe, Bechar, I can argue that a Bechar is a Matana L'Koyin, V'chatas V'Oshon, Matana L'Koyin. Ma Chatas V'Oshon L'Yoyim V'Layla, Af Bechar L'Yoyim V'Layla. Just like Chatas V'Oshon, which is only eaten by Kohanim, has to be eaten only for a day and a night. So maybe Bechar, which is analogous to it, because it too could only be eaten by Kohanim, it should also only be eaten for a day and a night. Meaning, you want to tell me, Mamotzinu, Shlomim, which is Kachim Kalim, to be eaten for 2 days and a night, it makes sense that Bechar should also be eaten for 2 days and a night. I could take the Mamotzinu in another direction. I could draw a parallel between Bechar and Chatas and Oshom, in the sense that both are given l'koyhanim, both could only be necha l'koyhanim. So say, just like over there it's a day and a night, here too it should be a day and a night. So mehechitesi, draw the mamatzino to shlomim, maybe draw the mamatzino to chatas v'ashem. Amalois, Rav Tarfon told Rav Yisrael Glili, nidin davar midavar, v'nilma davar midavar. I'll tell you why it makes more sense to draw the parallel between bechar and shlomim versus Bechor and Chatas V'Oshem. Because Mashlomim ain't Ba'an Al-Chet, Af Bechor ain't Ba'al-Chet. They're both similar, that they're not Ba'al-Chet, as opposed to Chatas V'Oshem, that are Ba'al-Chet. Mashlomim Nechol L'Shnei Yom V'Lai Lecho. Therefore we'll say, just like Shlomim is eaten for 2 days and a night, Af Bechor Nechol L'Shnei Yom V'Lai Lecho. Amaloi. So Yosei Aglili was persistent. He didn't let up. So you said, Rebbe, Nidin Dover Midover, V'Yilam Midover Midover. I can argue that, no, maybe learn it more from Chatas V'Oshem. Because Chatas V'Oshem, Matana L'Koyin, U'Bechor Matana L'Koyin. Ma Chatas V'Oshem ain't Ba'an B'Nedav V'Nedavah, Af Bechor ain't Ba'an B'Nedav. Two parallels. Number one, they're both given completely to the Kohanim. Number two, they're both not Baba Nedav and Nedav. So say, Ma Chatas V'Oshem Echol L'Yoyim Echad, Af Bechor Nechol L'Yoyim Echad. So Reb Tarfon and Reb Yosi Aglili are going back and forth. Reb Tarfon is from the elder statesman in the Karen B'Yavne. Reb Yosi Aglili is a young bacher. He's asking very good. He's giving Reb Tarfon a run for his money. Says the Gemara, Kofetz Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva springed. He jumped up. V'nestalik Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon moved aside. Rabbi Akiva took over. Amaloi, he told him, Hareyu Oimer. Reb Yosi Aglili, it's a pasuk. It says, U'besor Now, what's the end of the pasuk? Kichaze yatnufa ukechshoyka yomim shal shlom. Mash shlomim nechal l'shnei yomim v'lay lechad. Apachar nechal l'shnei yomim v'lay lechad. He told them the brisa that the Gemara started with. That when the Torah says give the bechar to the kohen, it says give it to the kohen just like you give the chaze yatnufa and the shoyka yomim to the shlomim. So the Torah was coming from a hekish. The Torah was makish bechar to shlomim. So just like shlomim is eaten for 2 days and a night, this too should be eaten for 2 days and a night. Amaloi, but Rabbi Yosi Aglili didn't let Rabbi Akiva off the hook so easy either. He told him, "Hikashtei lechazei v'shuk shal shlomim, v'ani makishtei lechazei v'shuk shal toida." How do you know that when the Torah says that the bechor should be like the chazei hatnuf and the sheikah yomim, it means of the shlomim, which is eaten for 2 days and a night? Maybe it means the chazei hatnuf and the sheikah yomim of the carbon toida, which was a form of shlomim, which was also given to the kohen, and that was only eaten for a day and a night. Because in contrast to an ordinary shlomim, which was eaten for 2 days and a night, we saw the Mishnah, the Toida and the Ayil Nazar, of the which was a shlomim, are two examples of shlomims that were eaten for a day and a night. But the bottom line is, maybe we're being makishit to Toida, mehechatesi, we're being makishit to shlomim. So say, ma Toida necheles liyem v'laylo, af bechar nechel liyem v'laylo, amalois, Rabbi Akiva said, I hear, maybe you're right, but hareyu oimer ubesorim yeelach, she'ein tamud loimer l'chayia, it says twice that the basar of the bechar should be to the kohen. So the second time, it's in tzveitin mal, is superfluous, it wasn't necessary. Why did the Torah say it? To tell me that you're right, based on the Hekish, I would think maybe it's which means you only have one day to eat it. It says a second time to tell me, not that you give it to the Kohen, because I know you give it to the Kohen, but the Kohen has a little bit more time to eat it and to enjoy it. He has not one day to eat it, but rather he's going to have 2 days to eat it. Either way, this was the exchange. So Rav Tarfon was asked, what's the Zman Achil of a Bechar? He said it's 2 days and a night, based on a Mamatzinu from Shlomo. This is Kachem Kalam, that's Kachem Kalam. A young Bechar, Rabbi Yossi Aglivi Shemoy, gives Rav Tarfon a hard time. Kofetz, Rabbi Akiva, the nostalgic Rav Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva says, I know from a Hekish. Rabbi Yitzhak Levi asks him, I don't know if the Hekish is to Shlomo, maybe the Hekish is to Toida. He says, even if the Hekish is to Toida, I still have a Riboy, I still know it's going to be 2 days and a night. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel was given a transcript of what transpired in Keren B'Yavna. Amalehem, Tzu'uv, Amulei, Rabbi Akiva. He sent a shliach to Rabbi Akiva. And he said, go tell Rabbi Akiva to'isa. You made a mistake. Meaning, you entertained the suggestion of this bacher that when the pasuk says "Ubesar miyelach kechazi atnufa kishayk hayavim," that maybe the hekish is not to a shlomim, but it's to a toida, stating that you still know it's 2 days and a night because "Ubesar miyelach" is meisav avayacheres. There's no way in the world that the hekish could be to toida. You know why? Because toida mehechon lamda. How do you know that you're supposed to take the chazi atnufa kishayk hayavim of a carbon toida and give it to a kohen? It doesn't say mefurish in the Torah. You know it mishlomim. So v'chidaver alamid behekish. The whole idea that you're supposed to take the chazay atnuf and the sheikh yomun of the toida and give it to the kain agufa no mehekish. So how could I learn bechar from toida if agufa learned toida from shlamim? This is kachim 101. Dover alam of behekish isn't chayzer malam of behekish. So balkarchach the hekish is not to toida but rather to shlamim. If that's the case, it's poshit that this bachar's taina wasn't a taina. Rabbi Kiva was right, like he had suggested originally, like the gemara brought the brisa right on the top of the yomim, and that is how do you know that a bachar is nechalish neyomim v'lay lechad? I know it from the hekish to shlamim. In other words, Rabbi Shmuel told him ha'ina lecha lidan b'loshin achra. Don't go with the Lashon Achron that the Hekish is Toida, but I have a Riboy that even though Toida is a day and a night, I know a second day. The Hekish is Tishlamin. Rabbi Yishmol, Haibachayir, my Avalay. Rabbi Akiva, in his Lashon Achron, used the second time the Torah says, B'sarim L'chayir, to teach me that even though we're Makish, B'char to Toida, but you have 2 days to eat it, not just one day. Rabbi Yishmol said, the Hekish is Tishlamin. It's not the Torah. So what then does he do with those words of Besarim Yeh? So the Gemara says, Limit al-Bachar ba'amum shumatan al-Kayim. We had this earlier in the Masechta, Shuas. So the Torah is coming to tell me that a Bachar ba'amum also goes to a Kayim. Ordinarily, a ba'amum is off-limits when it comes to Kachim. It's Psuli ha-Mekdashim. You don't find anywhere DNA, Avoida or Akrava or even give to a Kayim anything that's a ba'amum. Special Chiddush that a Bachar ba'amum is given to a Kayim, and I know it from the extra Besarim Yeh. Rabbi Akiva, how does Rabbi Akiva know that? Yalef mi psaram. It says psaram chad tam v'chad bamum. V'Rabbi Yishmael mi psaram the hanach bechor is coming. What does psaram mean? Psaram the lashon rabim in the pasuk of bechor is coming is referring to the different types of animals that could be a bechor. Shor kesef ayes, as the Gemara discussed in great detail in the beginning of Perek Beishamai. Bottom line. So we had here a halacha regarding bechor. That it's nechal shnei yomim v'layla echad. The Gemara suggested Rabbi Tarfon had that maybe you could learn it from Amatzino, but the Bachar told Rabbi Tarfon, "It's you're not going to be able to learn it from a Amatzino." So, but the Gemara said, even though you're not learning from a Amatzino, you can learn it from a Hekish. What's the Hekish? It says ubesarim yelach k'chazei atnufa u'kashay kayam. But there was a lashon rishon and there was a lashon achron. The lashon rishon was that when it says ubesarim yelach k'chazei atnufa k'shay kayamim, we're being makish the bechar to the carbon shlomim. Shlomim is nechal shnei yomim v'layla echad. So to bechar. The lashon achron was that maybe k'chazei atnufa k'shay kayamim is not of the shlomim, but rather of the toida, whose chazei atnufa and shay kayamim were also given to the kayam. And a toida is only eaten for a day and a night, but it doesn't matter, because being that it says ubsarim yelach, it's moisef a second day on top of that. Rabbi Akiva had gone initially with the lashon rishon, but then was persuaded to go with the Lashon Achron. And Rabbi Shmuel sends a message to Rabbi Akiva, Toisa, you can't go with the Lashon Achron. Why not? Because Toida Gufa, that the Chazei Atruf and the Sheikh Yom goes to the Kayin, is the Dover Alam Behekish. And a Dover Alam Behekish can't be Chayzer Malam Behekish. Now, Rabbi Akiva agrees that a Dover Alam Behekish Chayzer Malam Behekish. Everybody knows that. That's
Kachim 101. So Frank the Gemara, but my komifligi, what's the machloikis? B'chur Rabbi Shmuel's right. It's a dover alam of the hekish toidos. A head Rabbi Kiva b'hava mina that we're going to learn b'char from Chazei Atnuf and Sheikha Yomer from Toida. If Chazei Knuf and Sheikha Yomer of Toida is a Dover Alamed Behekish, says the Gemara, they're arguing in a detail in the halachas of Dover Alamed Behekish. Mar Sovar Hei Menu V'Dover Acher Havi Hekish. Umar Sovar Loi Havi Hekish. That's true. A Dover Alamed Behekish can't be Chazim Alamed Behekish. So if I know halacha A because I was makishit to B, it can't teach me C. It's something that I only know Machmas Hekish can't be Chazim Alamed. But what if I have a halacha that the Torah mentions mefurish, but there's a detail of that halacha I only know machmas hekesh. Could it be chayzer malamed behekesh? So I know the raw, basic, generic halacha mefurish, not machmas hekesh. But the halacha with all its intricacies, there are details if a katan and this simon that I only know machmas hekesh. Do you still say that it's a davar alav behekesh that can't be chayzer malamed behekesh or not? And Toyd is an example of that. Because the fact that the Chazei Atruf and the Sheikha Yomin of the carbon Toyd goes to the Kayan, that's not mefurish in the Torah. That I only know from hekesh. But the fact that a Toyd is only eaten for a day and a night, that is mefurish in the Torah. So if you want to now learn Bechar from Toydah, from the Chazei Ashuk and the Sheikha Yomin of a Truma. So the emes is, Yeishlachta. Do I look at the Chazei Atruf and the Sheikha Yomin of the Toyda as a Dover Lama Behekish? The fact that it's only eaten for a day and a night? On the one hand, the fact that the Chazei Atruf and Sheikha Yomin was giving to the Kayin, that is a Dover Lama Behekish. But the fact that it's eaten for a day and a night, that's Mefurish in the Torah. And that was the Machloikis. The Shiloh was, Mar Sovar Hei Menu V'Dover Achar Havi Hekish. Mar Sovar Loi Havi Hekish. Rabbi Kiva held this wasn't an issue of Dover Lama Behekish. Because the entire halacha is not lamed behekish. It's only a detail in the halacha that's lamed behekish. The fact that toit is eaten for a day and a night, which at the end of the day is what we're going to now apply to a bechor, that I know, that's mefurish in the Torah. You're right. The Torah is learning it from Chazei Atruf and the Sheikha Yomin of a Toida, and the fact that that goes to the Kohen is a davar lamed behekish, but it's only partially Dover Alam Behekish. That's not a Dover Alam Behekish as it relates to Eini Chayzer Umalam. Rabbi Shmuel said, no, at the end of the day, part of this halacha has to come on to a Dover Alam Behekish, and that's enough to say that I can't learn it. Says the Gemara, I have two other examples of precedence where you find in Shah such a Shiloh, where you have a Dover Alam Behekish in the context of Kachin, where only a detail of it is Lam Behekish, Chayzer Umalam Behekish, or Eini Chayzer Umalam Behekish. Says the Gemara, Bishlam, the man Dover Alam Behekish, and we learn from there. So we know that on Yom Kippur there were special hazards. The par, Yom HaKippurim, and the Sawyer that was born on Yom Kippur, the Sawyer Lashem, were Chatois HaPnimiyos. And as a result, in addition to the Hazois that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, there were also Hazois that were done on the Pereiches. There were also Hazois that were done Bein Habadim, Lefnai V'Lefnim, on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol entered Lefnai V'Lefnim. How many Hazois were done? So 8 with the Dam HaPar, Lefnai V'Lefnim, 8 with the Dam HaSawyer, Lefnai V'Lefnim, 8 with the Dam HaPar on the Pereiches, 8 with the Dam HaSoyer on the Pereiches. And each set of 8 was Achas Lamaila v'Sheva Lamata. Now the fact that Bein Habadim, there was Achas Lamaila and Sheva Lamata, both from the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer, is not Mufurish in the Torah. I know it because when Makish Par to Soyer, Soyer to Par, it's Sugis and Mesechtes Yuma, but it's based on Hekish that the Gemara knows that. The fact that on the Pereiches, there was also Achas Lamaila Sheva Lamata from the Dama Par and the Dama Sar respectively, I also know from Hekesh. The Torah says that what you're supposed to do, Lefnai V'Lefnim, V'chein Tassel Ayomai, you should do in that Ayomai. The emes is, if you think about it, it's a problem. Because don't we have a Dover Alamed Behekesh, which can't be Chayzim Alamed Behekesh? How do I know Achas Lamaila V'Sheva Lamata Lefnai V'Lefnim? It's all Hekesh. Makish Par L'Sar, Sar L'Par. How do I know that just like you do that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you do that in the Ayomai, from a Hekesh? So look, there's a problem of Achas Lamaila V'Sheva Lamata. So the Gemara says, Kishmak, Bishloima, if you're going to tell me that Hein Menu V'Dover Achar Loi Havi Hekesh. So it's very good. Hainu dechsev v'chein yasa lo yomoyed. K'shem shemaz l'fnai v'lifnim achas l'mada v'shev l'matach midam apar, kach maza v'hechel. K'shem shem l'fnai v'lifnim achas l'mada v'shev l'matach midam asor, kach maza v'hechel. Ay, dover alam v'hekesh, sheni chayzim alam v'hekesh. It's not a problem. Because the basic idea that there's a hazah, l'fnai v'lifnim with the dam apar and the dam asor, l'mayla and l'mata, I know.
It's just the details of it that I have to come on to the Hekish for. Okay, that's not a Dover on the Hekish. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, who had a problem with the Bukhar and the Taidah, because once you're learning even one detail in the law from a Hekish, it's not Chayzer Malamin, Mayikilomeimar. How do you know the halachas of Achas Lamayla Vesheva Lamata from the Dam Apar and the Dam Masar Lefnai Velefnim and on the Peroiches? So the Gemara says, Mekoymus with the Gamri Hadadi. It's not two different hekeshim. The hekesh between the par and the soir that teaches me achas amayla sheva lamata b'fnaim v'lefnim is a hekesh between par and soir. The second hekesh is between b'fnaim v'lefnim and lefnim. It's two different hekeshim. You can't learn par from soir and then apply par to something else. That's not what I'm doing. One is a hekesh between par and soir. The other is a hekesh between lefnim and lefnaim v'lefnim. The two hekeshim are traveling on two different roads. It's two different hekeshes. As a result, that's not an issue. Alternatively, it's true that you can't learn a Dover Alama Behekish, Mehekish. But over there, let's say it would be true. No Dover Alama Behekish. So I wouldn't know Achas Lamayla Vesheva Lamata by the Oyo Mayed. Machmas a hekish from the Fnai Belofim, because the Fnai Belofim Gufa, I only know Achas Lamayla Vesheva Lamata by the Par and the Sar from a hekish. But I would be able to know that this Hazois in the Oyo Mayed. I for sure would know. I would even know this Hazois Lamayla Lamata, because that's Mefurish in the Torah. What I wouldn't know is Achas Lamayla Vesheva Lamata, because that detail I only know from hekish. But let's take away the detail that's only learned from hekish. The basic halacha that is hazois lamayla lamata, that's not learned out from hekish, that's mefurish in the Torah. And that I could know from my own mind. So once I use the hekish to teach me what I could use machmas hekish, so b'derech agav, I can now schlep along these details of the Dovra Lama Behekish as well. However, in our case, where you want to learn Bechar from Chazei Atrufa Keshei Kayam, without the hekish, obviously I can't learn it from Toida. Because the whole fact that the Chazei Atnuf and the Shei Kayamin of a Toida goes to the Kayin, that's the limud. That just like the Bechar goes to the Kayin, it just like the Chazei Atnuf and the Shei Kayamin goes to the Kayin, so to Bechar. The fact that the Chazei Atnuf and the Shei Kayamin of a Toida goes to the Kayin, I only know my Hekish. So without the Dovra Alam and the Hekish, I can't get on to first base. I don't have anything. By the Hazois that were done with Fnim on Yom Kippur, I have the Hekish without the Dovra Alam and the Hekish. I have something. I have it with regards to what's before in the Torah. Just like this Hazois, the Fnai, the Fnim, there'll be Hazois in the Hekel as well. You're right, I can't learn every Sifkatan, because in order to learn every Sifkatan, I have to come on to the Hekish between the Par and the Sar. How could I learn from a Hekish something that was learned from a Hekish? Okay, but something I could learn. Once I could learn something, so Bederech Agav, Migu, I could learn everything else as well. But in terms of our Hekish and our Sugya, that's much worse, because without the Dovra Alam and the Hekish, there's no Halacha. You're going to tell me that just like the Chazei Atruf and the Shekhi Yamin of the Toida, no, that's the Dovra Alam and the Hekish. It doesn't even start. The only chelik that I know by Toida without the Hekish is that it's Nechel Yom V'Layla. But the Toida is talking specifically about the Chazei Atruf and the Shekhi Yamin. Therefore, it's not going to work. But the Gemara asks another Kash. There's one other Sugya in Shas where Lechura, you run into this idea of Dovra Alam and the Hekish, Chazei Alam and the Hekish, where it's only a detail that's Dovra Alam Behekish. Bishlam Ilam Alam Behekish, Hainu Dechsev, Mi Moish Vaisechem, Taviu Lechem Tnufa. So the context over there is the Lachmi Toida. So together with the carbon Toida, there were 40 breads that were brought. Some were chametz, some were matzah. And the Gemara is discussing how much bread needed to be for the Lachmi Toida to be kosher. And we learn it out from the Shtei HaLechem that was brought on Shavuos. So let's see the limud. Mimosh v'yseichem taviu lechem trufa. The context over there is the shtei halechem that was brought on Chag HaShavuos. Shein tamalim taviu, ma tamalim taviu. Kol she'atam mevi mimokam acher hareyu kazeh. It's coming to teach me that the shear of the breads of the shtei halechem should be applied to other breads that were brought. How so? Malahalan Isarin Lechala, Afkan Isarin Lechala. Just like the shtei halechem, each bread had to be Isarin, that was the shear. So too the other breads, Lachmi Toido, also had to be Isarin. So that's how you know the shear had to be Isarin. Im Alahalan Shnei Esroinim, Afkan Shnei Esroinim. Maybe the way to make the Hekish is that just like the shtei halechem, being that each one was an Isarin, together they were Shnei Esroinim, so maybe the Lachmi Toido, being that each bread, there were 40 breads, so maybe each group of breads, all 10 together, should equal up to 2 Esroinim. Talmud Lai Metien. V'lamadnu Asar L'chametz. The Shtei HaLechem was chametz. So I can learn L'chura from the Shtei HaLechem, the Lachmi Toida that were chametz. Asar L'matzah Minayin. What about the 10 Lachmi Toida that were matzah? How do I learn that from the Shtei HaLechem? Talmud Lai Mer Al-Chalas Lechem Chametz. Neged Chametz Hava Matzah. I have another Hekish. Bottom line is I know the shear of the matzah
component of Lachmi Toida from the shear of the Chometz component of the Lachmi Toida, and I know the shear of the Chometz component of the Lachmi Toida from the Shtei Halachim. So to Dover Alam and Behekish, that's being Chayzim Alam and Behekish. So Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that it's only a detail, it's the shear. Okay, so being that it's only a detail that I'm learning Machmas Hekish, it's not a problem. Elo Lamando Amar Havi Hekish. But according to Mandama, that says that even a detail is a Hekish, in the sense that it can't be Chayzim Alam and Behekish. So the Gemara says, Tavio, you say, Rehi, it's not learned out from Hekish, that if you go through this price properly, Talmud Loimer Tavio, Talmud Loimer Tieno, all these Limudim are not Hekishim. It's Kroyeseiras, a Hekish. If you're working with the Yud Gimel Midah, one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatari Nijashas Pem, that's called Hekish, that's when you run into this issue. But over here, we're not learning it from the Midah. As a result, the halacha is that it's not Hekish, nothing to do with Dover Alamed Behekish, Eni Chayzer Malamed Behekish, Excel. So before we go weiter, so we just mentioned now the Karban Toida, we've been learning about Kachim Kalim, so just two horas. The first horror is that the Mishnah and Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph mention Hatoida va'ayol Nazir Kachim Kalin Shchitasa b'chol Mokim ba'azara v'necholim b'chol ha'ir l'chol adam b'chol ma'ichol l'yoyim v'layla ad chatzai. So the carbon Toida was eaten l'yoyim v'layla, and that's in contrast to almost all other Kachim Kalin. The other exception is the Ayol Nazir, but Kachim Kalin ordinarily was eaten for 2 days and a night. The carbon toida was different. The carbon toida was only eaten for a day and a night. Stellt sich die Frage, why? Why is the carbon toida different than ordinary kachim kalim? So it's yidua that the netziv in his hemek dover says a pshat. He says the reason is because the purpose of the carbon toida was like we mentioned last night. Arbat zrichim lahoidos. And it's not only the arbat zrichim lahoidos, but like Rabbeinu Bechaya says in Parashat Tzav, and like the Shagasari says in Gvura Sariyah, Mesechtes Taimus Nachav Gimel, that any time a person felt an urge to give Shvach Vayidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of some wonderful thing that Hashem did for him, some miracle, he was Nitzel Min HaYisurim, right? Yisurim, Biyurim, V'chel HaChayim. That any Yeshua that a person had, he would go to the Beis HaMikdash and he would bring a carbon taida. Today we have more kavana during Maidah. Maybe you suit the Saida, you throw a shikul party, a little l'chaim, v'chel l'chaim, maybe that's the remez. But the point is that once upon a time you'd go to the Beis HaMikdash and you would bring a carbon taida. So the purpose of the carbon taida is to give haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll read the Lashon HaNetziv. Tachlis taida shabal anes, hu kedei l'saper chazdei Hashem shagam alola. Umitam zeh, says the Netziv, riba hakasav b'lech. It's for that reason you find that the carbon taida was a bigger carbon, umiyet bezman achilas toida. But the zman achila was a shorter time. You know why? Because if a person brings a carbon toida, he's bringing a gebifta animal, and his carbs all over the place. You have 40 breads, right? Matzah, chametz, you know, whole wheat, whatever. But there's a lot of food going around. How are you going to eat all this? You have one night to eat it. It has to be eaten. You can't have leftovers, you know, sitting on the table the next morning. This has to be for the oilam to clean up. This has to be eaten. There's no other way. It has to be gotten rid of. So what are you going to do? You're going to be forced to invite people. You're going to be forced to bring in a chabura and a chevra, and that's the only way it's going to be eaten. By doing that, you're going to end up being mefarsim the nes to your chevra. There's going to be persumei nisa, which is essentially, at its core, what the carbon toida is all about. So it says that it's, if you want to know why the Torah said that the zman achila of a carbon toida should be only a day and a night, the reason is because the Torah wanted to be mafars in the nes. Have you mafars in the nes? Have a very big carbon with a very short time to eat it. Inevitably, you're going to be forced to bring people. And if you're going to be forced to bring people, that's what's going to end up happening. I was thinking along the same lines. Maybe that's why the carbon pesach was also eaten. Ad chatzos, we're going to see in a moment. Because the carbon pesach is, of course, all about persumei nisa. It was only nechalim and nuyav. It was supposed to be celibate avos, mishpachas. You were supposed to get together. You have a very short time to eat. If you'd have more time to eat it, so kinds of chanaitza gave it. But if you have such a, you have to be done by chatzos. You have to have a big seder. Everybody has to be sitting together. That's the idea. It's all about persumei nisa. On the bottom, in the herchiv dover, the netziv is moisiv. He says, "V'hainu dechsiv bahalo l'cha etz b'achzev achtoida." So it's a long piece, but the crux is, says the Netziv, where do you find anywhere that a person had to bring a carbon Chatzroi Space Hashem. You just don't find that. Negdin Allah Khalama. A person had an obligation to bring a carbon. Negdin Allah Khalama. He says, if anything, if you'd ask me, I would think about Snail Achas. You're bringing a carbon. Well, you have to put a Pashkevil, and the whole world has to know that you're bringing a carbon. It's very nice. It should be between you and Hashem. This is a Benadam Mamaka. What's the emphasis of Negdin Allah Khalama? Zokdin Itziv. Because we're talking not just about any carbon. We're talking about the carbon Toida. Lacha Ezbach Zevach Toida. When it comes to the carbon Toida, it's Negdin Allah Khalama. Because the carbon Toida is all about pursuing Nisa. And that's why we're doing it in this way, to be mefarsim dinas. That's the first order. Second order regarding kachim kalim is the Mishnah had said twice, shahamurim nechal kohanim. So the chelik that was nechal by kohanim was given to the kohanim, but the kohen could eat it, his wife could eat it, vneim, his sons can eat it, avneim, his slaves could eat it. So the Sfas Emes asks, the wise men should say vneim. Ben Kain is a Kain. Nisheyen, she's only an Ashes Kain. She has a din of Vazar with regards to Avodah, for example. An Eved is an Eved. But what's this emphasis of Neyem? Why would you think that a Ben Kain would be any different than a Kain? Zoktis Vasemes, Lachura, we're talking about a Katan. And you would have thought that maybe a Katan is different. Kamash Mulan that a Katan is okay. I saw the Mechas Chenuch, a mitzvah Kufla Medalit, makes the same dig. And Mechas Chenuch says the same shah. Obviously, we're talking about Katanim, and he says clearly that Kohanim, that Akhtanim are allowed to eat from the Kachem Kalam. I'm afraid the Mechaschenach HaKasha. I don't understand. How's a Kohen allowed to eat a Katan, Kachem Kalam? Isn't it a mitzvah saseh to eat Kachem Kalam? And you would think that every kezias of Kachem Kalam that's eating, you're making a mitzvah. So if a Katan now goes ahead and eats it, isn't the Katan being mevatel the mitzvah? So l'chur, if the Katan is being mevatel the mitzvah, it shouldn't be okay for him to eat it. Mechaschenach HaMitzvah Kufla Medal. How could a Katan Kohen eat Kachem Kalam? L'chur, he's being mevatel the mitzvah saseh of Kachem Kalam. Now the truth is, this is the Mechaschenach L'shitasei that we spoke about Shavuos night, and we spoke about when we learned Mesechta Shavuos. And that is that the Mechas Chinuch Shita is that the mitzvah saseh of Achilas Kachin is not miyuchet to Kachi Kadoshim. It's true for Kachim Kalam as well. Not like it's Mashman the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, not like the Briskerov and Sefer and Parash HaShmini, etc., etc. But the Mechas Chinuch Shita is that when the Rambam says it's a mitzvah saseh to eat Kachim, even though he brings it primarily by Chatas Va'asham, but it's Lav Dafka Chatas Va'asham. It's true for Kachi Kadoshim, but it's true for Kachim Kalam as well. So Kachim Kalam, which could be eaten even by a Katan, Frank the Mechas Chinuch, how could he eat it? Isn't he being He says that the mitzvah of achilas kachim is like all mitzvahs, like mitzvahs achilas matzah. The mitzvah is to eat a kezias. Once you eat a kezias, you're done. So the kohen got the matnas kuna, he got a whole big piece of flesh, he eats a kezias, he's yitz. At that point, there's no mitzvah anymore. The only issue is you have to make sure that the basar gets eaten, so it shouldn't be nicer. But in terms of a maisa mitzvah sachila, that you don't have. Being that you don't have a maisa mitzvah sachila, it's okay. You can give it to a cotton, the cotton's allowed to eat it. It's not going to be an issue. But the MS is, like the raid that we've spoken about from the Avni Nezer and the Chassam Sofer and the Tzvier Shchayes and the Beis Halevi, that the mitzvah of Achilas Kachem is not a mitzvah that's chalar karkafta the gavri, go do a maisa achila. The mitzvah is to make sure that the basar of the carbon is necha. Just like you have to make sure the dam has Izrika and the emurim has a haktar, you have to make sure the basar has an achila. Abdinezer said that's why if someone has a machshavas pigle that two people are going to eat, that two people are going to eat a kezayis basar, it's good. You never find that two chatzi kezayisim are mitzdarif. That's because ordinarily you need the mais achila. Here you just need the result that the kezayis was nechal. So therefore there it's possible to do. Bottom line is that if you don't need the mais achila, you just need it to be nechal. Maybe even if it was eaten by a katan, maybe that would be enough. Not sure. But I'll upon him, that's the Mechas Chinuch Sar. Regardless, we have one more Gemara, and it's a festive Gemara. HaPesach Hinei Nechal Ola Ad Chatzoy. So the Mishnah said that what's this man Achilas Korban Pesach Ad Chatzoy. Antana, who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Rav Yitzchak Rav Elazar ben Azariah. It's really the Machlokes Shnuya, a classic Machlokes. And the Tana of our Mishnah must be Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Time we learn to the Brayso, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Oymer Nemar Kam Balayla Hazeh, V'Nemar Lahalon, V'Avarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim Balayla Hazeh. Ma Lahalon Ad Chatzoy, Afkan Ad Chatzoy. Just like when it says Balayla Hazeh. By the carbon, by Makkas Bechairis, it meant Chatzos, because that's when Makkas Bechairis took place. So too, Balayla Hazeh, with regards to Achilas Carbon Pesach, has to be Chavalei Rabbi Akiva. V'aloi Kfar Nemer V'achalto Moisa B'chipazin. Doesn't it say you could eat the Carbon Pesach B'chipazin? And what does B'chipazin mean? ad shas chipazin till the morning. And kain matam olayim belaylazeh. So why then does it say belaylazeh? Shiachol said Rabbi Kiva, because I would have thought yeikah chol kachim and a chol miyot. I would have thought it should be treated like kachim that can for sure be eaten during the day. Tam olayim belaylabelayla yehenechol veinechol bayoyim. It can only be eaten at night. It can't be eaten during the day. Bottom line, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that the korban pesach can be eaten until chatzos. How does he know that? It says belaylazeh, and it says by makas becheres belaylazeh. Makas becheres happened by chatzos. So this too is eaten by chatzos. Rabbi Kiva says no. It says bechipazon. It's mashma ad shas chipazon. You have until the morning. Aye, what's balayla? Emphasis of balayla is as opposed to the day before, which, as we spoke out when we learned the Mishnah, that's a very big chiddush. Says the Gemara. Bottom line, man tana. I'm Rav Yosef Elazar ben Azariah. The Tana of our Mishnah that says clearly that the Pesach was only nechel ad chatzos must be going according to Abaya. But Abaya said, "Me might Rav Elazar ben Azariah. He knows Rav Elazar ben Azariah de Raiso Dilma de Rabbanon. Maybe when the Mishnah says that the carbon Pesach was only nechel till chatzos, it means midrabbon. Meaning, maybe really the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva that holds that the carbon Pesach was eaten the whole night. Aye, the Mishnah says ad chatzos. It's going according to the Rabbanon. It's only midrabbanon. To make sure, just like we saw with other karbanas, that you could eat it the whole night. But laharchik min avera, we say don't eat it past chatzos, like kriyishma. You could eat in kriyishma the whole night. The first mishnah mesachtes brachas. But laharchik min avera, you should do it before chatzos. So maybe it's midrabbanon. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef told Abaye, imkein mai ela ad chatzos. It says ela ad chatzos. What does ela mean? Only until chatzos. The emphasis is kihasa. It's like the other things mentioned in the Mishnah, that it's only nechel and menuyav, and it could only be eaten sli. And just like those things are doiraisa, afkan nami doiraisa, hadron aloch, ezeu mehekarim. So the Gemara concludes with a classic machlekes, Rabbi Elazar b'Zayin, Rabbi Akiva. What is the zman achila of the Karban Pesach? Is it up until chatzos, or could it really be eaten the whole night? This was the Ritva's kasha. He brings from his Rebbe, the Ra'ah, who said that the reason there's a minute to say Ezel Mekayman every morning, really all we're trying to do is say Mishnayis. You want a little Mikra, a little Mishnah, a little Gemara, for those that don't learn Gemara. So if the whole point is just to say Mishnayis, then why Ezel Mekayman? His Rebbe said it's because in Perek Ezel Mekayman there's no Machlaikis. Tiferes Yisrael said that's why you have the Lashon Klayim, because this was a Halacha Berura, Halacha L'Mayish Mi'Sinai. Fake to its father, there is a Machlaikis. The Mishnah mentions Pesach Sad Chatzos, and Rabbi Yosef clearly said in the Gemara, Hamani, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So he said, Pshat must be, because it doesn't mention a Machlaikis in the Mishnah. But the bottom line is that the Mishnah Kipshuta is going Aliba to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because according to Rabbi Akiva, Midairaisa, for sure, you have the whole night to eat it. Tosfos speaks out right here that from the fact that the Mishnah brought Stam Mishnah to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it would seem to suggest that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and that the chiyuv was to eat the Karban Pesach after, before Chatzos. But after Chatzos, you couldn't eat from the Karban Pesach anymore. Other Rishonim argue, Lamaisa, it's a huge machlokes Rishonim, but it's also very halacha Lamaisa. Why is it halacha Lamaisa? Because we eat the Afikoyman by the Leil HaSeder as a zeicha to the Karban Pesach. That the matzah, the kezayis matzah that we eat by the afikomen, is not even kind of the mitzvah of the Erev Teichel matzahs. That's the first kezayis matzah that we eat. That's the matzah that we make the bracha of al-achilas matzah on. So why do we eat another kezayis matzah at the end of the Seder? That's kineged the Karban Pesach. The afikomen was a zeichet to the Karban Pesach. That's why the afikomen has to be nechal al-asoiva, just like the Karban Pesach had to be nechal al-asoiva. So halacha l'maisa, what's this man achila? It's afikoymen. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the Karban Pesach had to be eaten before Chatzos, so the afikoymen also has to be eaten before Chatzos. According to Rabbi Akiva, that the Karban Pesach could be eaten kol alayla, then the afikoymen could also be eaten the entire night. So we have to know what the halacha is. Is the halacha like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, or is the halacha like Rabbi Akiva? And it's a shayla in the Rishonim. And being that it's a shayla in the Rishonim, who the halacha is like, it's for that reason the minhag Yisrael is, we go to Chumrah, and therefore we make sure to eat the afikoymen before Chatzos. The reason we eat afikoymen before chatzos is on the tzad that the halacha is like the stam mishnah that we just learned, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that you have to eat the Karban Pesach before chatzos. That means the afikoymen also has to be eaten before chatzos. And achinami, if the halacha would be like Rabbi Akiva, that you had the whole night, like those rishonim, then you'd have the whole night to eat the afikoymen. But we don't know. We can't be machriya between the rishonim. I mean that it's a machlokes rishonim lahalacha, so we go lechumra, and that's why we eat the afikoymen dafka before chatzos. But it's because of the fact that really, it's not clear whether halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah or like Rabbi Akiva, that the Avnei Nezer was mechadish, a very, very famous chiddush for those that want a prava long seder, and they don't want to be done, you know, with the afikoymen already before chatzos. He said, I have an answer. What was davening Nezer Zeitza? First the Zeitza, and then the methodology of how he came about his Zeitza. His Zeitza was that right before Chatzos, you're middle of the Seder, stop, take a Kizayas Matzah, eat it. And before you eat it, make a Tanai. And you should say as follows. If the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the Korban Pesach had to be eaten before Chatzos, which means the Afikoyman also has to be eaten before the Chatzos. So this Afikoyman that I'm eating right now, this Kizayas Matzah, should be Afikoyman. After Chatzos, you can continue your Suda. You can eat, you can do whatever you want. And you should say, if the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that the Afikoyman does not have to be eaten before Chatzos, so this is just another matzah, I'm not eating it b'toras Afikoyman. And then, when you finish your Seder at 3 o'clock in the morning, then you eat Afikoyman, and it's not going to be a problem. In other words, the Yuschiddish that the Avnezer was saying was, is that although we know you're not allowed to eat after the Afikoyman, Im Aftir Nachar Pesach Afikoyman, but that's only if you're going to eat during the Zman that you could eat the Afikoyman, or during the Zman that you can eat the Korban Pesach. Meaning, if it's within the Zman Achilas Korban Pesach, once I ate the Korban Pesach, I couldn't eat anymore. Which today translates as, once I eat the Afikoyman, I can't. But being that the whole Chumrah, the whole idea that you shouldn't eat the Afikoyman after Chatzos is because the halacha might be like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who holds the Korban Pesach can only be eaten up until Chatzos. So the whole kepeda of not eating after the Afikoyman, not eating after the Korban Pesach, would be up until that Zman of Chatzos. But once Chatzos passes, at that point it's not going to be an issue anymore. So he said, well, I can eat after Chatzos. If the halach is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so just eat your Afikoyman before Chatzos. You're right. Up and from the time I ate my Afikoyman until Chatzos, I can't eat. But once Chatzos passes, I don't have a problem anymore, because it's not the Zman Pesach anymore. Being it's not the Zman Pesach anymore, there's no kpeid in eating after the Korban Pesach. And according to Rabbi Akiva, I have the whole night to do it anyway. So Mamonavshach, the Avnezer said it's an Eitzah. I don't see any reason that it shouldn't work. Now, the Svara of the Avnezer was really twofold. Pashut, the way the Velt says over the Svara of the Avnezer, was because he held in Svara that it made sense that the whole Isser to eat after the Afikoyman is only within the Zman that you could eat the Afikoyman. Whole Isser to eat after the Korban Pesach was only within the Zman that you could eat the Korban Pesach. So, if according to the Shita that holds, you have to eat it before Chatzos, so the Zman is up until Chatzos, you can't eat after the Pesach. Up until Chatzos, you can't eat after the Afikoyman. Once Chatzos, it's not the Zman anymore. It's not the Zman. What, just like the next day you could eat? Why? Because what Shaykh is? You can never eat after the Afikoyman? No. It means within the Zman. That was what the Avnezer held in Svar. But he said, I'm going to prove it to you. Because the emes is, the Neid of Yehuda, in his Tzlach, in Masechtas Brachas, Daf Tes, asks a Bambakash. What's the Makar to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Shita? That the Korban Pesach was only Nechal until Chatzos. He learned it from Gzeira Shava, from Makas Bechairis. Makas Bechairis, it says Balayla Hazeh, and that was Chatzos. So too, it says here, you should eat the Korban Pesach, Balayla Hazeh, it means Chatzos. Freit, and Rabbi Yehuda, what did Chatzos mean by Makas Bechairis? It meant that Makas Bechairis happened at the moment of Chatzos. So if we're going to learn this Man Achilas Korban Pesach from Makas Bechairis, then the right way to learn it is that just like Makas Bechairis happened at Chatzos, so too you should have a chiv to eat the Korban Pesach at Chatzos. Not up until Chatzos. Makas Bechairis didn't happen up, it didn't start at Shkia and end at Chatzos. Makas Bechairis happened at the moment of Chatzos. So if that's the Makar, we just learned the Gemara this minute, and this is the Makar, it's learned out from Makas Bechairis, so the right limud would be that just like Makas Bechairis happened at the moment, so every yid should have to be looking at his clock, just like you watch your clock this morning for Vasikin. So you should have to watch your clock at the Leila Seder, the second Chatzos comes. That's Zokta Tzlach. You have to say it's not possible. Because at the end of the day, it takes time to eat a Kazayas. And you can eat it like a briska, as fast as possible, swallow it and chew it in 1 second. It's still hard. So at the bottom line, you can't do it at that moment. Ki Chatzos, Ba Chatzos, no way we can do it. And being that there's no way we can do it, so says the Tzlach, must be Chazal knew that the Gilui of Chatzos wasn't at the moment of Chatzos, but rather the Gilui of Chatzos was just be done with it by Chatzos. But the Avnezer wasn't comfortable with that. The Avnezer says, I think a little bit differently. I think that Enochinami, the Ikur Limud, is Chatzos Mamash. What's the Limud then? The Limud is that when it comes Chatzos, you should have already eaten the Korban Pesach. But then he's Moisef Neufach, is the Avnezer. I'll tell you a little bit better. That when Chatzos comes, at the very least, you should have the tam of the Korban Pesach in your mouth. Or today, when Chatzos comes, at the very least, you should have the tam of the Afikoyman in your mouth. That's what it means. Because Enochinami, the Ikur Limud is Chatzos. Not up until Chatzos. Now, it's not possible to do it at Chatzos, that's true. But you still have to be Mekayim, the Bichatzos, the Kichatzos. And you know how you do that? By having the tam of of the Korban Pesach in your mouth when the moment of Chatzos comes. By having the Tamid Afikoyim in your mouth at the moment of Chatzos comes. It says that's the Oimek in Eim Maftir and Achar Pesach Afikoyim. You know what you don't eat after the Afikoyim? Because you want that when Chatzos comes, you should have the Tamid Matzah. Because that was the Iker Limud of Rabbi Lazar and Azariah. The Iker Drosha from Akkas Becheres. If that's the case, it's Poshit. That the whole issue of eating after the Afikoyim is only until Chatzos. But once Chatzos passes, it shouldn't be a problem anymore. Because the whole yisoid of eating after, it's not stomach din. You can't eat. You can't eat milk and meat. You can't eat after the Afikoyim. What does that mean? No, it's not that nays. It's much deeper than that. What it means is you don't eat after the Afikoyim because you want that when Chatzos comes. What once upon a time was the moment of Makas Bechayrus, you should taste matzah. You shouldn't taste dessert. You shouldn't taste some mechnes nishvas. You should taste matzah. That's the idea. So if that's the idea, the paid is only at the moment of Chatzos. Once Chatzos passes, it doesn't matter. And that was Avdin Yezus Chab. Based on that, he came up with his Geshmaka. Tonight, eat it before Chatzos. Don't eat anything between that and Chatzos. And the monosh of that Chatzos you could eat. Going to Balazman Azariah, you already had the Tam Matzah at Chatzos. There's no problems. You can finish the Suda. And going to Bikivi, you have the whole 19 in anyways. Monosh, it's not going to be an issue. I'll tell you something interesting. Tzvi Pesach Frank, in Mekroi Kodesh, it's, if you want to look it up, it's in Pesach, Chelik Beis, Simen Nunvav. He brings that he heard that Reb Chaim Briska, Agrachmi Brisk, used to do the Avni Nezer's patent. He used to make this tonight. So Reb Chaim was masking to the Tanai of the Avni Nezer, and Halacha L'Maisa, this is something that he used to do. And then he brings a kasha that he heard from his Eidim, B'Shem Reb Shimon Shkop. Reb Shimon Shkop asked the kasha, we know, Tanoim 101. Halacha is that Milsa de Lesa B'Shlichos, Lesa B'Tanai. Milsa de Isa B'Shlichos, Isa B'Tanai. So for example, you can't make a Tanai, a woman can't, when she does Chalitza, because chalitza is a milsa the less of the shlichos, and milsa the less of the shlichos, less of the tanai. So Reb Shimon Shkop asked the kasha on the Avni Nezer's tanai, which essentially Reb Chaim Briska also took ownership of, that how could you go ahead and make a tanai while you're eating matzah? It is going to be afikoyman, it's not going to be afikoyman. Achilas matzah is a milsa the less of the shlichos, and a milsa the less of the shlichos is less of the tanai. So Reb Tzvi Pesach said that the emes is that I'll find you other places in halacha where you see you could do a mitzvah ala tanai. I'll just give you one interesting example. It's in Hilchas Tefillin. It's in Simen Lamed Beis. The context, Simen Lamed Dalet, it's in Cotton Beis. The context is Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin. So you have Rashi's Tefillin, you have Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin. And the Mechaber says, Yorei Shemayim Yotze Yidei Shnei. Yorei Shemayim should put on both Tefillins. Now the Mechaber gives you a way to put both Tefillins on at the same time. It's based on the Gemara that says, Mokum Yesh Beroish, Le Haniach Shnei Tefillin, V'chein Bezroya. Right? The Gemara says, in theory, you could put on two pairs of Tefillin at the same time. And the Gemara gives an eitzah how you should do it. So you should put on two pairs of Tefillins, and I'll just read you the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. Yorei Shemayim Yotze Yidei Shnei, V'yase Shnei Zugeis Tefillin, V'yaniach Shnei. At the same time, when you put both on, you stay like this. I don't know if Talach is like Rashi, Talach is Rabbeinu Tam. So if Talach is like Rashi, then this one should be the tefillin. If Talach is Rabbeinu Tam, that one should be the tefillin. Then, of course, the Mechaber says that Lo Yasekin Ela Misha Muchzukum Mufursim B'Chasidus, and that's why there's this controversy. There's a Shaila. You do wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. You don't. You have to be a Muchzik Mufursim B'Chasidus. Whatever. But the point is above my pay grade. But the point is that the Mechaber says that how would you do Rashi at the same time, you would make it tonight. How do you make it tonight? Could you make a shliach to put on tefillin for you? It's a milsa delays of the shichos. So Rav Hesh Pesach says a gishmak. He says, based on a Ramban and Perik Yishnoichlin Masechtas Bava Basra, where the Ramban asks Akasha that the halach is you can be makabel nazirus ala tonight. How can you be makabel nazirus ala tonight? You can't be makabel nazirus ala yidei shliach. It's a milsa delays of the shlichos. Says the Ramban, the only time you need mishpatei hatanam when you make a tonight, this is a great yisoid, is if the tonight has been adam lechaveiroi. If it's between me and you, I'm selling something to you, a man and a woman are getting married, it's a gerishin. So when you're doing something between two people, and you make a tanai, it has to be a milsa de isa b'shlichos. Zok the Ramban, you saw it, that a dover shebein adam la'atzmoy, there's no halacha milsa de isa b'shlichos isa de tanai. And his makar is because how do we know mishpatei hatanayim from the tanai b'nei gadol b'nei ruven? And that was a tanai of ben adam l'chaveri. So we learn from there that only when it's ben adam l'chaveri that you have to conform with mishpatei hatanayim. But if it's not ben adam l'chaveri, it's ben adam l'atzmai, then that's a zok Rav Hesh Pesach, it's pashut, it's miyushev, Rav Shimon Shkop's kasha. When you're eating the afikoyim, it's between you and ben adam l'atzmai. When you're putting on tefillin, it's not ben adam l'chaveri, it's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you and your obligation to wear tefillin and to eat the afikoyim. Being that it's a question of ben adam l'atzmai, it's for that reason it's not a problem. Just could I mention that Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Nigris Moshe, it's printed in the Chelek Ches. It's a Rechaim Chiluk Hei, Simon Lamed Ches. So he brings this Chiddush of the Avnei Nezer. He wasn't happy with the Avnei Nezer. I'll just read to you, it's pretty sharp. He says that, you know, the Minig Yisrael always was to make sure that you eat Afikoyim before Chatzos, and nobody was Soymech on Tanoim, and his Lashon is, Shazet Tomu al Lismoich al Svara Ba'alma Keneged Kol HaDoiris. Even though the Avnei Nezer wrote a beautiful tshuva, but it's still, it's a Svara Ba'alma. And then he says, Afilu Maya Svara Barura, even if it was a clear Svara, I think it would be a Chiddush to go Keneged the Minig Yisrael of all the Doiris, and that is to eat Afikoyim before Chatzos. Ubefrat Shehi Svara Kalusha Ma'oid, says Ramosha. It's a Shvach Svara. But the bottom line is, Ramosha was not maskim to the Chiddush of the Avnei Nezer.